Dr. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. Now, this is a heavy-duty topic that a lot of people miss, that mastermind group and the power of it. But thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Glenn.
I didn't mean to catch up.
Think and Grow Rich. And there have been many spinoffs for the concept. And what I thought I might bring to your show today is how we've organized them in the past.
Yeah, you're right. I think my first exposure to it was Think and Grow Rich. Some people say there's some books written before that, but that had to be where it was popularized. But tell us, before we go into your concept and how you build it, what is a mastermind group? And then include how it benefits.
Sure. I'll do the definition that Napoleon Hill talks about in the book. It's a group of two or more people that meet regularly in a spirit of perfect harmony. So it's a group that meets regularly, but also in a spirit of harmony. Because the way I understood it and the way I've worked in two previous groups that I've been in, we met weekly and we took a book like Think and Grow Rich and we read one chapter a week together so that each person interpreted what they were reading and brought it to the group. We developed a handout that we use. And so on that handout was a section on the book. There's a section on insights that they may have gained from other sources that week. There's a section on upcoming events so people can stay into proactive events that are happening in the Denver area. On the backside of it, and this is one of the real power curves of the group, was personal goals. Because in the spirit of perfect harmony concept, you're there, you're building trust over time where people can open up and disclose real goals that they have in their heart rather than doing it in an open setting with other people they don't even know. Then there's one other section, special needs that somebody might have at that time. Because we got to know each other over 6 months to a year, so people had ups and downs, so they might need help in some way, connectedness to another person that could help them, financial help, moving help, etc. So what I also found in teaching mastermind groups to people is it takes a while to get it started. In other words, you have people that appear that say, oh, this sounds like it's a great group, and they last one or two sessions, but they don't take it seriously. So it takes a while to gel a group, but once it's there, it's unbelievable.
I want to ask you before we go on, I want to dive real deep into that, but this idea of perfect harmony, isn't that pretty difficult to come by? Don't we end up in competition with each other? Are egos at play?
That's a good question, because in the spirit of harmony, so in both groups, there were four different people that I, myself included, and all of us were in sales. So we didn't compete with each other in the type of sales we were doing, but we shared the same skill base across the different sales opportunities that we had. And so it was easier to do a spirit of harmony there than perhaps people that came from other networks of different kinds.
Okay. All right, like that. So now, I like the way you have that laid out, and it seems like a pretty good way. Are there other books that you would look at, or is there Think and Grow Rich the book? I believe Think and Grow Rich is kind of like the operating system that all leaders need. But is that kind of where things got started, and why did you start with that book?
Just because it was so new to me, and it was so influential in my life. There are other, so what we would do in that group is we would spin to other books after a time. We did How to Win Friends and Influence People. Back then, other things that were starting to appear would become John Maxwell's works on leadership.
Yes.
And other, and it was always open back to the spirit of harmony. Somebody else may have walked into a book they liked that I wasn't familiar with, but we would honor it saying, okay, we're here to learn from each other.
Okay. That makes learn from each other. What's the benefit of that? I think nowadays, Stephen Covey called it synergy. But what's the benefit of sitting down and going through these books, especially the old school books, all the way back to Schopenhauer's book, all these books? I guess we could call it a energetic work. But what's the benefit of my learning from something like your book? If we sat down and went through your book, what would be the learning? What's the benefit for that for leaders and a senior level leader?
The difference is, instead of just reading words, you're going to talk about how it applies in their life. And most times when we're reading books, it's people with years of experience. It's not somebody brand new or somebody that's never been in a corporation or a nonprofit or an organization of some kind. It would build on their wealth of knowledge and experience they brought into the group. If I could just give one testimonial, in the second group I was in, I had a real estate broker from Aurora that had burned out on residential real estate. What he did was he made a decision because it was honoring our personal goals. We weren't there to put him down or say, what makes you think you can do that? He changed industries totally and got into apartment sales. In the next 10 years, Jeff and his partner became the number one apartment salespeople in Denver. They're legends. They sold billions of dollars worth of real estate. And it was very fragile when he first brought that topic up, because it was after 2000, it would have been about 1988, I'm guessing. And so he had come through the 80s, which were some real estate was decimated back then. And he just had burned out on residential real estate. So it was a big step for him, a big jump in belief. And we were there to support him. We didn't compete with him. I was a speaker, trainer. I'm trying to think, there was another guy in the group that was a consultant. And then the fourth person was an independent person. So we didn't compete with him in that field, but we gave him encouragement to take the step that changed his life dramatically.
The encouragement part, I think, is critical and crucial. Did you guys ever get into the point, though, where you had to give honest assessment? Like you said, you guys didn't want to tell him that this wasn't for him, but did you ever reach that point where you said, okay, honestly, you can't, that's not going to work?
Sometimes, yeah, it would be, you get to know each other over time. We'd been in this group for a year and a half to 2 years. So we got to know each other real well over time. And again, back to the spirit of harmony, we're not really there to criticize people. If stuff comes up, you might want to bring it outside the group one-on-one with somebody else rather than across the group, because we're supposed to be synergistic together. And Glenn, my experience is one of those unique experiences where people could really put their hearts out on the table and say, this is what I really want to achieve with my life. And my career went international, incidentally, after that group. So it was supportive. It wasn't there to be critical in any way. But sometimes things popped up, as you were saying. Sometimes you see something in somebody, but you'd want to take it out of the group and do it privately, one-on-one with somebody else.
Okay, that kind of makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because if it's something that you didn't feel is right, you take it separately.
Yes.
So this group was designed to help you be better. And on top of that, when it comes to goal setting and things like that, you don't know the other person's limitations. You only know what your limitations, and you put those on other people. How does the goal setting play into these meetings?
Well,
you said that after a certain amount of time,
you
set those goals. Yeah. Go ahead.
Remember, I told you we had that worksheet that we used in our masterminds, and I'd be glad to send it to anybody if they're interested, how to set one up, and then also the actual worksheet we used. So on it, we brought weekly goals. So they could be long-range goals, for example, or maybe just for a month. But we brought our own goals in there. And so after a while, we got to know each other. So if I said, for example, I'm going to start a fitness plan in January of one of those years, that's where they could call me and say, have you kept with it? Or did you last 4 weeks? And if you didn't last 4 weeks, how come? So anyway, it was an identified goals section of the handout that we used week by week.
So it was of an accountability type of thing? Okay. You have to think that would be a very good part of mastermind group. Do you believe that's a standard part of a mastermind group? Let's talk about goals. Let's talk about accountability every week.
Those are the only two I've really been in myself. I've not looked at other groups, so I can't really answer that question, but there is accountability built into it. And especially as people's lives change, when Jeff's prosperity took off, for example, he was a different person than he would when he was mired in debt. My career took off too. It brought different resources into our lives, I guess is a different way of saying that. And it's unique. Some people find passion. Some people find sales skills that they didn't know they had. again, part of the idea behind the group is that we might be able to introduce people to other people. That's called informational interviewing, where they actually go out and interview people in an industry they might want to get into. For example, in that second group I was in, was the brother of a guy that was in my first group. He was an industrial psychologist. And I hate to say it softly, but he had no social skills. And so for him to go and interview, he wanted to get into police stations and fire stations to do testing and evaluation. So that was a jump for him personality-wise, but he acquired skills that changed his life. And he did. He became national in his training sequence with other people.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So that was just really the mixture of people involved that held each other accountable. If you were going to start a mastermind group today, how would you put people in? What would you do to select the participants? How would you go about that?
That's an excellent question because, as I mentioned, sometimes people would shop the group just when it was starting, just to see if it resonated with them. So because I've been doing this a much longer time, I'm a lot more selective about the kind of people I want to invest in mine. So I would broach it with 4 to 6 people I know personally. Typically, I want people that are in sales because I'm in sales. Let's see, I'm trying to think. It could be men and women. It doesn't matter what sex or race or anything else about them. It's just people. In my case, it's people that have see the opportunity in free enterprise, if that makes sense. And so we're no limits.
Yes, absolutely does.
So we're no limit. And it's got to be a value they support. So it takes a while. It's not something that happens in 1 or 2 weeks. It could be a month. And by the time you get the core group together, because you have to have people that are willing to commit to once a week. We're not asking. We had breakfast together and each person paid for their own breakfast, for example. But they've got to be committed. So some people, for example, would want to do it once a month or maybe once every 2 weeks. But there's something back to the accountability that says, if we meet weekly, we know you're committed and you're going to be a participant with us. We don't charge for it. So if you think about it, back to Napoleon Hill's work,
that's interesting.
One of the most famous mastermind groups was, I think, Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and people like that. They were all in different industries, but they met regularly to discuss their goals together.
Yeah. And they actually ended up holding each other to their goals a little bit. But I guess what I'm wondering, because Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, who's another person, Carnegie,
right,
those folks, they were at a certain skill level. Their level was the Warren Buffett level for today and higher. But when you were putting together a group, or if I'm going to involve myself in a group, so I look for people at my skill level, what I'm doing, and level that I'm at, producing?
That's where I don't. This is why I don't want to sound class worried, saying you got to be at a certain income level.
Yes.
There's a famous quote that says, you'll be influenced by the 5 people that matter most in your life. And so I'll tell you a jokingly way, in an honest way, I was single for a long time. All I was meeting was single people.
It's not always about class or income
or education. It's what your aspiration is.
That's true, isn't it? As aspiration, which the vibrator is. Okay. So I want to just, that kind of makes sense. I'm still a little bit stuck on this idea. I need for you to coach me on this, because I can have people say they want my experience with mastermind groups has been a little bit negative. People who say they want to be involved in a mastermind group and they want to get there. Half of the group has dropped off, like you said, by 4, 5, or 6. But the other, there's a certain percentage of that are there to learn from me, to learn maybe where I'm at, or I'm there to learn from them. Maybe they're a certain level, but it's not a synergetic feel. That's why I was wondering if there's that synergetic, where should we all be on the same level in our careers?
Part of it,
or
it
should
is,
be mixed
Glenn,
up?
I think it's the choice of, part of it is what we choose as the book to read, for example. So if we're thinking we're rich, the title alienates certain people. But it's a deep book, too. It could be metaphysical. It could be religious. It could be time management. It could be any topic. That's where the synergy happens, because people say, my need at this time is this. And they self-align along those lines because it's a hot topic for them. So you might, listeners and viewers might find this interesting. I was trained as a therapist, so this was whole new territory to me. But to think about accountability and self-sufficiency and learning personal development over time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So the core principle has to be there. Personal development, or this is the area I need to work in, as long as everybody is in agreement. It doesn't really matter what your income level, as long as you're in agreement that you want to grow to that. Yeah. Good. Love that. Love that. Something you mentioned of interest. I'm sorry. Cut you off.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You drink another point.
I was just going to say that. Go ahead.
No, we're battling a delay here. So you go ahead.
Okay. So basically what I was going to say is this, back to self-selection for a second. Many times I met people that had gone through my training programs and heard me speak. So I draw a line, a continuum that talks about prevention and or reactivity versus creation. It's a spectrum, you know? So if people, for example, are on the reactive or therapeutic side of it, they're not going to relate to no limits living. That makes sense. I'm not judging them, but they have to make a certain effort to get into personal development, to be into the kind of mastermind group I want to create. So if they're stuck, the drug addicts, if there are other substance abusers, they're probably not going to relate to what we're studying together.
And they're probably not going to stay.
Correct.
They're not going to stay because they're there.
And that's their choice. Right.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Natural selection, maybe. Something you mentioned that I think I'd like for everybody to hear, because a couple of other folks that I've spoken with, mastermind groups, it became very much a commercial enterprise. They were going to run a mastermind group, but it cost everybody a certain amount of money every month. You didn't do yours that way, or you weren't involved with ones that were charging.
No.
What's the advantage of not charging?
It's just the idea that we were already paying for our breakfast. It's back to the belief internally of the people that are in the group. In other words, we're voluntarily showing up. And there's so many changes that happen in this group over time just because trust morphs. It gets bigger and bigger. I could charge for it. I explained it in my No Limits seminar. The people have paid me to take that. So it's a side benefit of coming through the class. But it's not a leads group per se. So it's not like we're going to charge them to be in a leads group or a networking group. It's a self-development group.
I agree with that, except for, and I just want you to coach me on this, I believe self-development is worth more than a leads group or more than just the amount of income you can create by just taking the 7 habits of highly effective people and going through those 7 habits of highly effective people. That can make you great. That can make you great. Think and Grow Rich can make you great. Self-development, I think, is more than should cost a lot of money, except for I'm wondering now, because if you're just paying for breakfast, I guess you'd have to have the right people. You have to coach me on that, because it just seems like to me that we're saying, okay, you don't need to charge. You don't need to have skin in the game other than breakfast. Is that?
Yeah. That's a good analogy. So some people would ask us, how do you keep skin in the game? And it's, we don't need to charge. What could happen, and in a positive sense, is if somebody hit an incredible month, they might take us someplace as a group, gift it to us with airfare and hotel expenses to take us out of our ordinary lifestyle. So it's just a bonus that's there.
Okay, love that. That's very powerful. Very powerful. Okay. So just to backtrack just a little bit. So talk about the book you're reading for that month or that 6-week time period. Then you talk about your goals. And then the third part of the meeting is what again?
Something like special events that are coming to Denver or a network of some kind could benefit somebody. Because I was a speaker and I did all kinds of audiences, if somebody wanted to be in a network of insurance agents, I could recommend that group to them. Or I might hear of an event at a church or a business of some kind. A speaker like back then, this is way in the 80s, Mark Victor Hansen came to town. And he was still well known at that point, but he was phenomenal to watch as he was teaching. So that was an open invitation through our group that said, hey, this is Mark Victor Hansen. It could be anybody. It could be an event downtown. It could be music. It could be, doesn't always have to be self-development, but something that is lifting for people.
Okay. Like that. And even in the special events, like you said, it could be, if I was an insurance sales and you're speaking in front of an insurance group, you could say, hey, here's some people you can get a hold of. I think that's a true pattern of mastermind groups. I'm glad to hear that because it reopens up the possibility for a lot of leaders, I think, out there. One thing I want to ask you about in Think and Grow Rich, controversial subject for some, but Napoleon Hill starts talking about a mastermind group with people who weren't alive anymore. How does that work?
I think that's related to spiritual beliefs. Some people believe in past lives and future lives, and other people don't. So all they have is the here and now with the view of eternity. That makes sense. I support it. In my No Limits seminar, I take people three different directions when we talk about brains. First part is the conscious and the subconscious mind. The second is brain research that's going on. And the one that I walk into, and the third is psychic mental telepathy. Edgar Casey, somebody like that. And I still wait for people to say, that's a scam. It never happened. He gave 20,000 readings on people.
Yes, he did.
You know?
Yeah.
So yes, he did. And they're still in existence. So it depends on the group you're with. Go ahead.
What's the name of that workshop again?
It's called Achieve More Now. It's the one.
Achieve More Now.
Yeah, that's the one that I teach now. It's No Limits. It's 2 days long. I do it in Denver right now and take it now. I've been teaching it for 40 years and there's no hype in it. Everything I teach in it is validated. I'll tell you the source of where I got what I got from it. So for example, it's extreme in its illustration of people. So for example, you probably know Moral Goodman. He was in The Secret, even the plane crash where he couldn't walk, talk, breathe, eat, et cetera. And so he taught himself how to do all that within 6 months and walked out the door, the front door of the hospital where he was told he would breathe or eat again. So it's a stretching experience that way. And so but I share it openly. This is where I learned this part of it. And so the idea is to give people a chance to explore things they might not have been introduced to before. And it's not a point of view that I'm forcing people to believe. It's their decision, what they want to do with it.
Okay. Tell me, what else are you doing right now to help? What are you doing right now to help leaders be better? You got that workshop? Are you giving keynotes or anything else? What are you doing right now?
There's four parts to my company. We have public speaking. So we have two tracks there. One is a local, what I call a complimentary speaker service. So, for example, in the Denver area, there are 50 Rotary clubs. Every club needs a speaker every week. That's 50 leads just from one group times 50 groups. There's Optimist, Kiwanis, et cetera. Second tier on that is paid speaking. And so those are people that get 10 to 20,000 a speech. It's a pure speaker's bureau. That's one-fourth of the company. The second part I took out of what was called Career Track way back in the 80s, because that's what I was gifted. I got taken all over the United States and Canada doing a one-day training program called Managing Multiple Demands for people that were maxed out. And so I shared that with over 10,000 people in every walk of life, every kind of organization you can imagine. So anyway, we have 9 one-day training programs. We have stress management, conflict resolution, time management, team building, customer service, et cetera. Then we have events. We have winning strategies for women, winning strategies for sales professionals, and winning strategies for managers. And then there's another part to that group, which is called mega training or mega events. So against the odds and legends and selling. The third part of it is the No Limits seminar, Achieve More Now, which stands by itself because it's very metaphysical. And it's not for people that are scared. It's not for people that are seeking security. It's for people that want to create the life they really want to live in a safe environment. And then the final part of it is products. So for example, I don't know if you know this, but I've been a real estate broker for 30 years. And I have a section of materials there called Real Estate Business Plan. And then there's one on goal setting, And because I'm older now, Glenn, since we first met years ago, I've got one called fourth quarter of life goal setting for people that are 50 plus. Because I'm finding as people are working with their adult parents, many times their adult parents have no idea where their materials are, like checking accounts or other stuff that they need to get access to. So I plan on putting all those things on infomercials and selling across the country. And then there's a special membership for our company. So our one-day training programs are $169. The events like Winning Strategies are $99. If a person went to three of our training programs and two of our events, they'd pay $75. Retail, it's wholesaled at $449. Nothing like it out there right now. And so we'll also create product. So anyway, that's a little bit about the company I've created.
How do we get a hold of you?
So my email is eiseminarsdenver@gmail.com. eiseminarsdenver@gmail.com.
That will be in
the phone number.
That'll be in the notes. Yeah. I just say that'll be in the description. Okay.
Thank you. And then there's a phone number for us, 720-229-7484. 720-229-7484.
Perfect. So we'll make sure that those will show up right there. Are you doing any work on YouTube or anything like that at all? Are you writing for LinkedIn?
Yeah. I'm not a tech. So you might be able to help me with that part of it. People keep telling me we got to upload this stuff both on YouTube, but also materials that we can upload through LinkedIn, because right now, literally, Glenn, I'm just learning how to do events on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
And go ahead.
I want people to, because that's how we reconnected, because I saw it on LinkedIn and I was going to come. I unfortunately have been challenged health-wise. I had to miss the last sitting and working from either the bed or the hospital bed or something, but those are weak excuses. So we're there because I understand the value. That's why I wanted to give you a little bit more time to share what you're doing right now to help people to get better at what they're doing.
Sure. It's broad-based. In other words, it goes against the major focus of marketing, which I always get. People ask me, what's your target market? The target market is different for each of the four parts of the company.
Sure.
Our mission, I forgot to tell you, is to teach practical life skills. Teach practical life skills. In other words, if people buy the membership, they can take free training programs, full one-day programs on any topic they want. So if they miss goal setting, for example, or got stress management, it's also designed so that small business owners can put employees in a price range that's justified for the small business owner. And so we also have spoken to people at all levels, whether extreme high levels in corporations or line employees. And I've got the skill base to be able to do that. And ultimately, as we have more trainers coming into the company, they'll bring in their wealth of experience that they bring to us too. Some of our values, for example, I brought a little notebook that I've created that I give out to people, but it says, why would people want to join us as a company? So for example, no limits, personal growth, networking, sharing ideas, contribution to society, clarifying your life's purpose, creativity, training, developing people skills, access to innovation.
Wow. Okay. I think that's a wide range, but from my own personal experience, those who are relatively new into the speaking industry, they should get into your Rotary Lions Kiwanis Club program. That's where they should start. I don't want to speak for fun. Number one, it's not for free. You get a free meal, so you get paid the meal, and sell one or two of your books. It's not for free. It's a paying engagement. If you have a book, even if it's a $3 book, sell your $3 book. Enjoy your meal. It's not a free gig.
I have a class called How to Build a Speaking Career. Go into that. What do you do when you're walking into a free stage? And for example, because I'm a prolific product creator, I could walk in and sell a DVD, which we've talked about. I could sell a training program. I could sell a No Limits seminar. And all of our affiliates that come into the company are going to have the right to sell those too. So they go in through the complimentary speaker service, we train them. So there's a training phase to it as well. We don't just say, here's the list, go for it. It's a 4-session training program. For example, what to expect when you walk into a civic group, for example. Most people in civic groups are older. I've had literally people falling asleep as I'm sharing a speech there. So not to get wigged out when you see somebody kind of sleeping off to the side. But here's a quick illustration. Glad to make it real for people. So my intuition, call it a message or whatever from God, came to me one day and said, go look in the newspaper for a speaking lead. And I did. So I was living down in the south end of Metro Lone Tree at the time. And there was a Rotary Club in Castle Rock. So I just called him and I said, I'm a speaker and I've spoken to other Rotary clubs. When's your next open date? So it was like 2 weeks out. I drove down there at 7 a.m, didn't know what to expect, walked in. So this is what we cover in that training program, for example. I walked in, nobody even came up to me and said, hello. Obviously, part of the group, I was a speaker, right? So we find, and they went on and on with their announcements. So as a speaker, your time's getting cut out if they keep going on with their announcements. So I was 15 minutes to do a 45-minute presentation that I've shared 1,000 times. And so I hammered it as fast as I could. When I was done, I got a clap and everything, but I sat down. Nobody came up to me and said, phenomenal speech. I had a flyer on a one-day training program I was trying to market. Depressed. I went home thinking, maybe I'm getting too old for this. And so the next day, I got a message from a guy that was in the meeting. He said, I have an event next week. How much do you charge to do that speech? I said, why don't I meet with you one-on-one and then I'll find out what you really need. And so I brought one of the workbooks I'm selling because I knew it was a sales group. And so we met. So I said, $1,000 for 1 hour. He said, fine. Didn't even flinch, right? So he said, as a matter of fact, it's going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. How much would you charge me to put three times? He said, base fee's $1,000. So it was $3,000. Then I said, I also can do sales training. So I showed the workbook from sales training. And I said, since I'm going to be there, I can bring in another hour just on sales training for you. He says, how much would you charge for that? I said, $500 each, since I'm already going to be there. So I went from nothing to $4,500 in a free speech. And the ultimate part of this, which I was so excited to get the speaking lead, I didn't really pay attention to what I was walking into, but it was for funeral directors. And they have 1,700 facilities all over the country.
Yes.
From a free speech.
See, I think that's, I know we're off the subject of mastermind, but I don't think that would have happened without, for me, wouldn't have happened without me trying to connect with the mastermind group. Because then I realized these free speeches are not free speeches. I have gotten more business from doing Rotaries and Kiwanis than I did for my TED Talk. I did okay with the TED Talk. It was nothing great. It didn't go viral. But I got more, I've earned way more money from the Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions. That's what I was saying. Yeah, the Lions. Way more money. In fact, this is a whole nother topic. We're going to get off of this. But in fact, when people, they follow up with your program just for that, they will get a chance to practice their talks. They'll get a chance to be flexible. So when you have that 45-minute speech, you've got to put down to 15 minutes. You're flexible. You can do that. And you're going to get invited back and you can get put to other groups. You're going to get the leads you need to go as marketing. But anyway, I want to conclude because we got to be real close on time here. I'm already over time and I appreciate you taking the time. I want to ask you just one other kind of hard question for you. Because we went away from mastermind group a little bit, and I don't care because I think your value is worth it. But here's my question for you. What question should I have asked you that I did not ask you? What question would you want me to ask you that I did not ask you?
I misread the meeting we were having. So my topic that I brought was called Leadership Insights 2023. Next time, we'll do that one instead of mastermind, which I love. And I'm here to help.
Yeah, I apologize about that. I thought, okay, but still, Leadership Insights 2003. What's the top insight for 2023?
So, for example, back to reactive, proactive organizations, what your core values are, current changes in organizations, the pandemic, recession, financial, quiet, quitting, hybrid staffing, AI influence, and then being prepared as you go into the marketplace if you're out there moving into a new position of some kind.
All right, I'm going to take a chance here, and I'm just going to say to the people listening, stay tuned. If you haven't signed up or if you're not part of the subscriber, you got to get on here because I'm going to invite Dr. Matt back, and we're going to get into all these subjects because that's what leadership is about. I don't know if you agree with me, Dr. Matt, or not, but leadership is art and science, and we got to get there.
What I did is I started that presentation off by talking about an analogy that all time management is self-management. I believe all leadership is also self-leadership. So it's acquiring a skill base over time to make yourself marketable to organizations. But one last thing, Glenn, if it's okay, remember I told you I have the DVD and it's specially priced for anybody that's interested. Normally I market them $149. It's $99 bucks. And it's a speech I've given 1,300 times to every kind of audience you can imagine. No hype, very concrete.
Okay, and that's, for those of you who are there, we're going to put, that's also in the notes. So go down to the description, notes, get that out. Go for it. It's there for you. So you can have that and we can get right to it. Dr. Matt, I hope it's okay if we reach out later this week to schedule some more time together.
It'd be my pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for spending the time with us.
My pleasure, Glenn. Great to see you again, and I'm here to help you and support you.
Great. Fantastic.